Tangmei Festival of Lamka, a living celebration of Zomi culture, agriculture and unity. Why this community-founded cucumber festival deserves lasting recognition, institutional support and a place on the regional cultural calendar. By Zomi Press Cultural Desk. Cultural Advocacy and Heritage Feature, August 9, 2026. Lamka, Manipur. Thousands gathered at the Young Paid Association General Headquarters Hall in Hyeongtam, Lamka, on August 8 for the 9th Tangmei Festival, a colorful celebration of locally cultivated cucumber, traditional performance, rural livelihoods and the cultural bonds connecting the wider Zomi, Zo people. Organized by the Young Paid Association General Headquarters under the theme, Unity Through Culture and Traditions. The 2026 festival brought together farmers, cultural associations, musicians, community leaders, elected representatives, young people and families. Yet Tangmei is much more than an occasion to eat cucumber. It is an emerging cultural institution through which the people of Lamka are affirming their relationship with the land, recognizing the labor of hill farmers, transmitting cultural knowledge to younger generations and creating a shared public space for Zomi, Zo unity. The Tangmei Festival should therefore be understood, supported and developed as a major Zomi agricultural and cultural festival. One rooted in paid community leadership while welcoming the participation of the wider Zomi, Zo family. A young festival with deep cultural roots. Tangmei means cucumber in paid and related Zomi languages. Cucumbers have long been cultivated in the hills surrounding Lamka, including villages along Zodan and Gute Kwal. The public festival itself is comparatively new. Contemporary reporting described the inaugural program held at the YPA Hall in Hyeongtam on August 4, 2018, as the first ever Tangmei Festival. The Sangay Express, 2018. More than 6,000 cucumbers were reportedly collected, consumed or sold during that first celebration. At the second festival in 2019, approximately 10,000 organic cucumbers produced by 27 farmers were showcased, the Sangay Express, 2019A, 2019B. These records establish an important distinction. Tangmei is not documented as an ancient ceremonial festival preserved unchanged from pre-Christian Zomi society. It is a modern, community-created festival built upon a much older agricultural practice and cultural relationship with the land. That does not make it culturally less authentic. UNESCO describes intangible cultural heritage as living heritage, traditions, expressions, knowledge and social practices that communities recognize as part of their cultural inheritance. Such heritage is not frozen in the distant past. It is continually recreated by communities in response to their history, environment and present circumstances, UNESCO, N.D.A. Tangmei fits that understanding. It represents a living cultural practice emerging from the experiences, food systems and collective aspirations of the people who created it. The 2026 Tangmei Festival. The 9th Tangmei Festival was held in two principal sessions, a formal cultural program and an afternoon-to-evening music festival. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Balas had been invited as chief guest but was unable to attend because of official exigencies, according to post-event reporting. Mizoram legislator V. Malsamatalawanga attended as guest of honor. Some initial reports incorrectly identified him as a legislator from Champhai. The official Mizoram Legislative Assembly record confirms that he represents Lunglei North. Mizoram Legislative Assembly, N.D. Addressing the gathering, Malsamatalawanga described the festival as an affirmation of the shared ancestry, history and cultural heritage of Zo descendants. He expressed hope that Tangmei would continue serving as a platform through which related communities could come together, Ukrul Times, 2026. The cultural program reportedly included participation from organizations representing several communities, including the Young Mizo Association, Mar Youth Association, Kuki Kanglai Lompi, Pait Cultural Society and Pait Zai Apal. The music festival featured Young Mizoram singer and National Child Award recipient Esther Namti, together with Ruatpui, PZP, Six String, Rigvedas and Zonam Rabis. This diversity reflects the promise contained in the 2026 theme. Tangmei can remain faithful to its Pait origins while becoming a welcoming cultural bridge within the wider Zomi, Zo family. Recognizing its Zomi cultural significance should not erase the identity or leadership of the Pate community. Rather, its founding history should be honored as a Pate contribution to the common cultural life of the wider people. The farmers are the heart of Tangmei. The cucumber may be the festival's symbol, but the hill farmer is its foundation. Tangmei connects the urban population of Lamka with cultivators in interior villages whose labor, land, and agricultural knowledge sustain the community. Volunteers collect cucumbers from remote farming areas, transport them to Lamka, and prepare them for public distribution. Sliced cucumbers are served freely, while unsliced produce may be sold at reduced or nominal prices. In 2025, more than 7,000 cucumbers were sourced primarily from farmers in Kailam and Lungthal. Reports also identified Zodan and the interior villages of Gute Kwal as important cultivation areas, Chronicle News Service, 2025, The Hills Journal, 2025, Ukrul Times, 2025. Reports circulated before the 2026 festival claiming that more than 20,000 cucumbers were being collected. However, a verified final total, total weight, market value, and number of participating farmers had not been publicly documented at the time of publication. Until an official post-event account is released, the figure should be treated as an organizer's or community media estimate rather than an independently verified total. Future festivals should place farmers at the center of the official program, not merely as suppliers, but as honored custodians of local agricultural knowledge. A public feast of belonging. The free distribution of sliced cucumber is one of Tangmei's most meaningful cultural practices. People do not attend merely as spectators. They eat together. Farmers, musicians, officials, elders, children, and visitors participate in the same communal feast. The cucumber is transformed from an ordinary agricultural product into a symbol of hospitality and generosity, farmers' dignity and labor, community fellowship, rural-urban interdependence, cultural memory, shared belonging. Food festivals can strengthen attachment to place, reinforce community identity, and connect cultural heritage with rural economic development. Research has found that such festivals can help build a sense of community while increasing the visibility of local products and rural areas, Osofska et al., 2023. Likewise, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has emphasized that agricultural culture, inherited knowledge, and community celebration can help sustain rural livelihoods and transmit knowledge across generations, FAO, 2022. Tangmei is therefore not only a cucumber festival. It is a public expression of how food, land, people, and culture belong together. Cultural continuity after conflict. The festival's revival carries special significance in the context of the prolonged conflict and displacement that have affected Manipur since 2023. Public celebrations were reportedly suspended in 2023 and 2024 because of the conflict. Tangmei returned in 2025, when thousands again gathered at the YPA Hall in Hyeongtam, Chronicle News Service, 2025. Organizers nevertheless designated the 2025 celebration as the 8th edition and the 2026 celebration as the 9th. This appears to follow the annual sequence established after 2018, rather than counting only years in which a complete public program was held. The return of Tangmei represents more than the resumption of an annual event. In a society affected by violence, displacement, political division, and uncertainty, cultural gatherings can restore a sense of continuity and collective life. Music, traditional attire, language, food, and fellowship cannot by themselves resolve political conflict. But they can remind a wounded community that it remains a people, with land, memory, creativity, and a future worth rebuilding. Why Tangmei deserves official recognition? Since at least 2019, organizers, elected representatives, and attending ministers have expressed the desire to develop Tangmei into a state-level festival. Previous celebrations reportedly received 1 lakh rupees in assistance from the Manipur Horticulture Department, although YPA organized the 2025 festival without seeking government funding, The Hills Journal, 2025. Publicly available records reviewed by Zomi Press do not yet demonstrate that Tangmei has been formally designated as a state-level festival. The appropriate conclusion is therefore not that Tangmei already possesses such status, but that it has made a compelling case for recognition. Tangmei deserves greater institutional support because it already performs several important public functions. It recognizes farmers. The festival brings attention to cultivators whose contributions are often overlooked in urban public life. It protects cultural knowledge. Traditional music, dance, attire, language, and agricultural knowledge become visible to younger generations. It promotes local produce. The celebration introduces consumers to locally grown cucumber and can help farmers develop wider markets. It strengthens community unity. Tangmei provides an inclusive platform where different sections of the Zo family can participate without surrendering their particular traditions. It supports rural tourism. With careful planning, the festival could attract visitors interested in indigenous agriculture, local food, music, and cultural heritage. It builds Lamka's cultural identity. Tangmei is becoming a distinctive annual event associated with the town and its surrounding villages. A festival does not need centuries of documented history before it can become meaningful heritage. Communities create heritage by valuing, practicing, and transmitting it, from annual celebration to cultural institution. Tangmei's future should not depend entirely upon one day of cucumber distribution and musical entertainment. It should be developed into a credible, farmer-centered cultural institution. 1. Establish a Tangmei Farmer Registry. Every participating cultivator should be formally recorded, including village, production quantity, cucumber variety, and agreed purchase price. Farmers should receive certificates or public recognition during the festival. 2. Publish an annual festival report. YPA or the festival committee should release a transparent report documenting number of participating farmers. Villages represented quantity and total weight of cucumbers amount paid to farmers transportation and program expenses estimated attendance produce sold and freely distributed governmental and private sponsorship waste management outcomes. Reliable documentation would strengthen funding applications, historical research and requests for official recognition. 3. Create a seed and agricultural exhibition. The festival should document local cucumber varieties, cultivation techniques, planting seasons, pest control knowledge, and seed preservation practices. A community seed exchange could help protect locally adapted varieties while encouraging farmer-to-farmer learning. FAO-supported research identifies seed festivals and exchanges as valuable mechanisms for conserving agrobiodiversity and recognizing farmers' knowledge, FAO-ND. 4. Add farmer awards and produce competitions. Awards could recognize best quality cucumber, largest cucumber, most productive farm, young farmer of the year, woman farmer of the year, sustainable cultivation, traditional seed preservation, innovative agricultural practice. These recognitions should include meaningful financial or agricultural support, not certificates alone. 5. Protect community ownership. Commercial expansion should not take ownership away from YPA, farmers, and the local community. Government departments and sponsors should support the festival without controlling its cultural meaning or using it merely as a publicity platform. UNESCO's community-centered heritage framework is instructive. Cultural heritage must first be recognized, maintained, and transmitted by the community to which it belongs, UNESCO, N.D.A. 6. Engage schools and young people. Schools could organize Tangmei-related activities involving oral history documentation, traditional songs and storytelling, agricultural demonstrations, local language writing competitions, photography and documentary projects, visits to cucumber-producing villages, youth volunteering, and cultural performances. This would make the festival a living classroom connecting identity with practical knowledge. 7. Build a responsible cultural tourism program. Tangmei could become a signature attraction for Lamka, but tourism should benefit farmers and local communities directly. A responsible program might include guided farm visits, local handicraft markets, traditional food exhibitions, cultural performances, and community-managed visitor experiences. Research on food festivals cautions that sustainability requires balancing economic, environmental, and cultural interests rather than pursuing attendance growth alone. Suvitawat, 2025. 8. Preserve the environment. Festival organizers should introduce reusable serving containers, composting, waste separation, and restrictions on unnecessary single-use plastics. Cucumber waste could be composted and returned to participating farms. Cultural celebration and environmental responsibility should reinforce one another. A festival worthy of the Zomi future. Tangmei began in 2018 with a simple but powerful idea. Gather the cucumbers cultivated in the surrounding hills, bring the community together and honor the farmers who sustain it. Within less than a decade, that idea has grown into an important public celebration of agriculture, culture, music, and unity. Its youth should be regarded as a strength. Tangmei shows that Zomi culture is not confined to museum displays or memories of the distant past. It remains creative, responsive, and alive. The festival belongs first to the community that founded and nurtured it. Its paid origins and YPA leadership should be recorded faithfully. At the same time, its open cultural vision allows Tangmei to become a shared platform through which the wider Zomi, Zo people celebrate their connected heritage. Tangmei now deserves formal recognition, dependable institutional support, responsible sponsorship, professional documentation, and greater investment in its farmers. Let it become more than a festival where cucumbers are consumed. Let it become a place where farmers are honored, young people learn, villages are connected, culture is transmitted, and a people divided by geography and political boundaries rediscover their common belonging. Tangmei is the fruit of the land, the labor of the farmer, and the living culture of the people. Editorial note: this is a cultural advocacy feature based on publicly available news reports, institutional records, and scholarly literature. Cultural interpretations and development recommendations represent Zomi Press's editorial analysis. Where final figures could not be independently verified, they have been identified as estimates or omitted. References: Chronicle News Service, 2025, August 11th. YPA hosts Festival of Cucumber. EPOW. https://e-pow.net/gi.asp?heading=48nmx=src=110825. Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. N.D. Seed Exchange Fair, Muyu Raimi. Global Information System on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. https://glis.fao.org/glis/seashores/3059. Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. 2022, October 27. 20 years of celebrating the culture in agriculture. https://www.fao.org/newsroom/story/20-years-of-celebrating-the-culture-in-agriculture/n. Mizoram Legislative Assembly. N. D. Vimal Samatalawanga. Member Profile, 30 Lunglei North. https://www.mizoramassembly.in/members/details/57. Osovska, L., Janiszewska, D., Kwiatkowski, G., and Oklovic, O., 2023. The Impact of Local Food Festivals on Rural Areas Development. Sustainability, 15, 2, 1447. https://doi.org/10.3390/su1502144/7. Suvitawat, A., 2025. Sustainable Food Festival Tourism: Integrating the Biocircular Green Economy for Sustainability. Sustainability, 17, 5, 1969. https://doi.org/10.3390/su1705/1969. The Hills Journal, 2025, August 9. 8th Tangmei Festival in Churashanpur showcases district's unique cucumber cultivation. https://www.thehillsjournal.com/8th-tangmei-festival-in-churashanpur-showcases-districts-unique-cucumber-cultivation. The Sangai Express, 2018, August 4. Stage set for first ever Tangmei Festival. EPOW, https://e-pow.net/gp.asp?src=snip11.040818.august18. The Sangai Express, 2019A, August 9. Second Tangmei Festival to be held today. https://www.thesangai-express.com/insights/2019/8/9/ccpr-august-9-the-second-edition-of-tangmay-cucumber-festival-will-be-organized-by-the-young-paid-association-at-wipa-ghq-hall-youngtam-lamca-tomorrow-8html. The Sangai Express, 2019B, August 10th. Tangmay Festival celebrated at Churashantpur. E-Pow. https://e-pow.net/gi.asp?heading=19&mx=src=110819. Ucruel Times, 2025, August 9th. Lamca hosts 8th Tangmay Festival with Cucumber Feast. https://ucruel-times.com/lamca-hosts-8th-tangmay-festival/. Ucruel Times, 2026, August 8th. 9th Tangmay Festival celebrates Zo culture and traditions in Churashantpur. https://ucruel-times.com/9th-tangmay-festival-celebrates-zo-culture-and-traditions-in-ccpr. UNESCO. N. D. A. What is intangible cultural heritage? https://ic.unesco.org/n/what-is-intangible-heritage-00003. UNESCO. N. D. B. Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage. https://ic.unesco.org/n/convention. Zomi Press, Beyond News and Views. Zomipress.com, info@zomipress.com, @zomipress. www.zomipress.com.